SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Susunod na kwento ng apat na Filipino leaders sa Australia, pinagtagpi-tagpi sa isang kwento, itatampok sa palabas na diwa. Alamin natin ang detalye kasama tatlong magagaling na Filipino artists dito sa Sydney. Sasamahan tayo ng nag-iisang Jordan o si Jordy Shay, isang writer at kilalang kilala dito sa ating Filipino-Australian community dito sa Australia. At ganun din, nako, ito ay medyo sikat. A great artist, Tamara Lee, good morning. Jordan, good morning. At syempre, ang nanay siya ni Joseph Raboy, but she's coming here today as Nova Raboy. Magandang umaga sa inyo. From my left, Nova.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Good morning to everyone.
Jordy.
Magandang umaga. It's Jordy here. Thank you so much for having us, Tita Annalyn.
And syempre, Tamara.
Good morning. I'm Tamara. Thank you so much for having me.
Ayan. Jordy, you've been here in the program, I don't know how many times, but kilala ka na sa community as the writer who produces or make these stories for the community to be shown not just among our Filipino community, but for the wider Australian community. Pero syempre, bigyan natin, let's give a chance sa bago or for our new guest na first time natin makakasama in the program, Nova Raboy. Kanina nabanggit ko, anak ninyo si Joseph Raboy, which si Joseph ang gumanap doon sa Ate Luvia, isn't it, Jordy?
Opo, sige. Joseph was in Ate Luvia almost 2 years ago. In beautiful performance with Kaya Ocampo, Marcus Rivera, directed by Kenneth Morileta, and also starring Anna Lee and Dindi Huckle Moran as yeah. well. And that's how we met Joseph. And soon after that, obviously, I became very aware of Joseph's nanai who had brought all of the supporters to Ate Luvia. And we were very, very happy with that. And soon enough, we realized that Nova was a wonderful and is a wonderful performer in her own right. And we managed to see her in Forgetting Tim Minchin by Filipino-Australian artist Jules Okulo at Belvoir 25A downstairs. And I thought, well, we've got to keep Nova's career going.
Career, yeah.
Absolutely.
But Nova, aside from bago ka ma-discover ni Jordy with your acting, can you tell us how did you start with acting? Ito ba ay nito lamang or when you were young pa?
Yeah, it started when I was young. Bata pa ako, pangarap kong maging isang actor. But I think dahil, you know, typical Filipino family. So, sumunod ako sa yakpak. Yapak, right? Like the footsteps of my parents who are both medical technologists. So I took up medical technology, pero actually gusto ko dramatics. And so I was doing some, drama plays at school when I was in primary and when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So nandun yung pangarap. And I actually set it aside because when we came here in Australia, so si Joseph naman, nakitaan ko na parang, you know, may talent at gusto niya yung performing arts. And so he took up performing arts. Nung natapos siya ng bachelor's degree, so he actually started with Ate Luvia. So thanks to Jordy and Kenneth, dahil yun ang pinakaunang-unang play niya. So ako, masaya na ako na naging actor yung anak ko. And I thought, my dream is actually being realized by my son. Mm-hmm. At alam niyo naman ang isang nanay, hindi na importante minsan yung hindi na ikaw yung nangunguna pero kundi para sa anak mo na.
Yeah.
But then an opportunity came actually last year, you know, like Rizel Gagawanan and Mark Mariano, they wrote an in-development play called Hanap, and I was involved in that. Kasi minsan pinopromote din ako ng anak ko na mahilig sa social media. So Rizel actually reached out to me. Mm-hmm. Then after my performance in Hanap, at saka naman na-offer sa akin yung Forgetting Tim Minchin, because Jules Urkulo, who was the playwright for Forgetting Tim Minchin, was actually there. Nasa audience siya at nanood ng Hanap. So yun, and then Jody came up to me, I think, after the opening night of Forgetting to Mention, and said that, you know, he has something. He's thinking of me for, I think, for this one.
Off air kanina, you were saying that this is a dream come true.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And so, yeah, gusto kong masabi rin sa lahat ng mga Pilipino, lalo ang mga Pilipinong kababaihan, na hindi huli para sa ating lahat. If I can use the words of Michelle Yeoh, sabi niya, never allow anyone to tell you that you're past your prime. Mm. So woo! I'm not allowing anyone to tell me that. So here I am. I'm 55 and I'm happy to be here, to be part of this. And hopefully there will be more. So Jody, keep on writing for us.
Thank you, Nova. At syempre, first time then on SBS Filipino, Tamara Lee Bailey.
Yes.
So, which part of your family is Filipino?
It's my mom's side. So, yeah, she's from Manila in the Philippines. Yeah, and then my dad's side, Australian.
Yes, but you are forging your own path to acting. How did you start with acting, Tamara?
Yeah, so it was definitely through filming myself. I love to do videography and photography. And obviously with Philippine, you know, culture, everyone loves the entertainment. So I was always like brought up, you know, enjoying singing and dancing and that sort of thing. But I really started to like acting when, I started doing some Shakespeare plays when I was like maybe 17, and then was like, oh, this is something that I really like and want to pursue. And my family obviously wanted me to go down the route of like secure jobs, yeah. Kind of like,
like
physiotherapy,
health. Filipino parents are.
Exactly, yeah. Health, you know. But as I continued to pursue what I was so passionate about, they were like, oh, okay, this is something. And mom, would just say, okay, but, you know, ensure that you do it with your heart. You love, you know, you're very passionate about it. So keep going. Just keep going. So, yeah.
Nova, we can say na hindi mo maaalis yung hilig ng mga Filipino sa entertainment, sa acting, or yung pagiging artistic ng Filipinos. Mm. You're a testament to that.
Yes.
Si Tamara din. Mm. I mean, being a mom, being a parent, alam natin, we want something good for our children. Kaya we're pushing them or we're trying to lead them, encourage them to a career that is stable, merong kita, you earn something. Pero yung pagiging artistic ng mga Filipino, hindi maaalis.
Definitely hindi maaalis yon. And para sa akin as a mother, you know, like hindi rin naman ako ibang-iba sa mga Pilipino. Siyempre, gusto ko rin yung anak ko unang-una magkaroon ng tinapos. And so, but when he said that he's taking up bachelor's in performing arts, para sa akin, yun ang gusto niya. So, kumbaga, parang, you know, masusunod din yung aking pangarap na magkaroon siya ng makatapos siya with a bachelor's degree, and at the same time magawa niya yung kanyang gusto. And para sa akin, hindi naman ako natatakot kasi Australia has so many opportunities, and I know, pero hindi ko iniisip muna yun eh, pero meron, pwede ka rin kung ikaw ay may bachelor's degree, kung ikaw ay artista, nag-a-act ka, marami kang pwedeng gawin. And in fact, you can venture to teaching even in universities.
Yeah.
So I'm not really like scared na walang magiging kapupuntahan. But in the first place, I think you really need to do your passion and your commitment at first kasi lalabas at lalabas yan. So I was a medical technologist. Mm. I did not even work as a medical technologist in the lab. So I taught for many years because I think hindi ako yung tipong para sa microscope. But that was the degree that I had. Mm. So ayoko rin maranasan nung anak ko yon na parang na stop yung gusto niya. And then siyang makakapagsabi, well, you know, if I'm not if he says, well, mukhang walang kapupuntahan yung aking career, then he needs to find out something. He needs to look for something. But as of now, I'd like him to, you know, to really do his passion and his yung commitment niya sa performing arts. Mm. Because it's what makes you happy, I think. Life is too short.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And Jordi, you have seen a lot of Filipino-Australians trying to get into theater, performances, and you're one of those Filipino-Australians who are trying to give a platform for young Filipino-Australians to really forge their path in performances. How happy are you na nakikita mo yon, that you see it happening through you and through other Filipino-Australian writers, directors, and producers?
I think when I first came here, like 5 years ago, to this studio to talk about Kasama Kita,
yeah.
I think the explosion of talent is just incredible. Saanman, everywhere, right? Like, it's from Tamara being in major commercial theatre productions like Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, to Charlotte Nichtow, to Nova Raboy, to Kyra Camper. I can't list everyone because of how big the explosion has been in talent. To Kimberly Hodgson in the musical theatre stage, I think there's 14 Filipino performers in Miss Saigon. They are like massive representation. And obviously I don't think Kenneth Moralata and I can take any kind of credit for starting it. But what I can definitely say is that we do strive to provide a platform. We are very passionate about making sure that everyone feels empowered across the generations. So from recent drama school graduates to even like Roman Berry and Alfred and McDowell and people that have been working for such a long time. And yeah, I think it's thriving. It's really, really thriving. And, you know, I think for a long time it was sort of, I don't know if I really wanted to. There was a point in COVID where I didn't know if I wanted to keep doing it. And I thought, well, no, because then you meet people that want to work with you and want to create the work with you. Or that knew of you as well, like Tamara knew of me and the work that I wanted to do, so reached out, and that was really great. So I'm thrilled. I just think it's going to keep getting bigger.
Mm.
I think it's just going to keep getting much bigger across all forms. Like I said, I wish I could mention everyone, but you know, I don't think we have enough airtime to do it today. So
maybe we need a week.
Maybe a year. We'll have a year soon. But everyone.
Yeah.
So important.
Tamara, like Jordi, you were born here and you grew up here. Have you ever wondered, like, how is it like in the Philippines? But you as a Filipino-Australian, you're bringing that artistry here, like the Filipino artistry through you, through your performances.
Yeah. It's a complete different beast in Philippines. Like, I've always wondered, what would it be like if I performed over here maybe and tried my luck here? But I think... Yeah, as Jordi was saying, there's so much rich talent and amazing tapestry here. The culture here is so rich, and why not tell these stories that are unseen, unsung heroes of Australians, which are so a part of my experience. Like, the Filipino part of my experience is not seen on Australian stages and on screen as well. So it's so important that we tell these stories here, and that this is more enriching than, you know, for me doing it in Philippines, because this is where I grew up and this is how I thrived. So why not showcase that and also embrace other stories that are akin to those experiences of mine own? So yeah.
Yes, thank you. Nova, from that note from Tamara, how good it is that you are seeing Filipino-Australians thrive in the entertainment, in the acting industry.
Yeah, it makes me really very, very proud na sabi nga ni Jordy, napakadami. Grabe yung explosion of talents, right? From the new grads to, ayan, yung may mga may edad na kasama na ako. So, walang parang barrier doon. So, pwede nating itap lahat yon. So, napakarami. At ang maganda dito, alam natin napakarami nating kwento. Alam natin marami tayong pwedeng ibigay, pwedeng ipakita sa buong mundo, not just in Australia, right? Yung mga kwento ng mga Pilipino, mga nag-migrate dito, anong mga challenges, anong mga naging problema natin, anong naging buhay natin sa Pilipinas, anong naging buhay natin dito or buhay natin ngayon. So, it's really good because we have so many stories to tell and we have great storytellers and we have Jordy who is ready to write, you know, Kenneth Moraleda, great director, you know, who, and it's one of my actor's goals, so I'll be directed by him. So I'm very proud. So proud lang ako as a Filipino, being here at maibigay natin ang kwento sa lahat.
Yes, and those kwentos will be shown sa mga stories written by Jordy and a lot more of the Filipino-Australian writers and creatives. We'll talk about the upcoming shows and stories na ipapalabas that will be shown not just within the Filipino-Australian community, but you aim to have it shown in wider Australian audience. Kaugnay na rin ng ating pinag-uusapan ngayong umaga, performances. At alam natin, kanina binanggit natin na ang mga Filipino ay kilala sa singing and music, ganun din sa performances at sa acting. At ngayon nga kasama natin Nova Raboy, Jordy Shea, and Tamara Lee Bailey. Pinag-uusapan natin kanina ang mga kwento ng Filipino-Australians dito sa Australia, handog o hatid ng mga Filipino-Australian creatives and actors and performers dito sa Sydney. Particular ngayong araw na to, pinag-uusapan natin. Jordy, a new show upcoming, written by you, Diwa. What is it about?
It's a new show in development. It's one of our new shows in development. So, nung 2022, ako ay supportado by the company Performing Lines and Australian Plays Transform para gumawa nung teatro by interviewing community leaders saan man, everywhere, di ba? Naglakabay sa Parramatta, sa Dauphin, sa Footscray, like everywhere we could go or I could go. So to interview community leaders who had kind of created community through their love of work. So that was the brief. That was what I had intended to do and essentially create a theatre piece that was for the community, by the community and performed by the community as well. So we will be creating a theatre piece that will be showing for one day only, exclusivito. On Friday, April 19. So the idea was that I think as the third largest Asian diaspora, at some point throughout your day, you will walk past a Filipino person who will hold a story. And I always thought we're behind or we're like just looking for these stories, that the world is made up of people that have literally changed the world. And through going all over the country, I've actually discovered that that's true. And that's something that really, really excites me. So I decided to create a play about it with the support of those two companies who commissioned me and interview them and create their stories to interweave one whole big, beautiful play. So we will be developing it with the support of Create New South Wales from April 15 to April 19 with Nova Raboy, Tamara Lee Bailey, John Gomez Goodway and Teresa Tate Britton, directed by Kenneth Moraleda. Dramaturgy by Hao Nguyen Lim and produced by Mari Jo Orbase. So it's a really full, big, beautiful company that's going to bring together the first incarnation of this truly exciting show. And then the idea is hopefully a producer picks it up and takes it all over the world and everyone becomes really famous.
Why not? It's a whole new world.
Yeah, it'll be a whole new world. That's right. Yeah. We'll be the Lea Salonga of documentary theatre.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
But how did you choose the stories? Because Diwa will be featuring four Filipino leaders.
I looked for people through an internet call out. I also, you know, I think one of the things to really understand is that my art and my making has intersected very much with community over the past 5 years. So I've been able to have more community contact. So I've been able to look and find people that I think really hold stories. So an example is Alfredo Nikdow, who was the first Asian actor on Australian television with speaking part. And Alfredo is a friend of mine, but I didn't actually think that his... I thought maybe I should interview him. You know, he's such an interesting man. But his story is remarkable because he was one of the first in the 70s. And he created Pangkatsining in Melbourne to kind of create a new Filipino art group. So he's always trying to really create these really beautiful projects. And he is succeeding in many ways. And then you kind of have on the other end, and these are just two of the stories, Melba Marginson, who is a remarkable woman living in Melbourne, who has become very close to me through this process. And Melba is responsible for advocating for victims of domestic violence and was responsible for legislation change in Victoria, which saw the reduction in domestic violence towards Filipino women. So you've got something, they're both really opposite stories, but I believe both really important. And we are very lucky to have Melba join us next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's flying up. The interesting story about that was I remember I contacted her, and usually when you contact people, they say, oh, yeah, we can speak for an hour. Melba invited me to her home in Footscray and just made me dinner, and we talked. And that's when I thought that the story and the project was really special, because she just opened her heart and just said, come in. Here's my story, come in. So it was really, really special that we did that.
And this is just two of the stories of thousands of Filipinos in Australia, isn't it?
It's important to note that, yes, you can never fully capture the story of a culture or diaspora. But what you can try and do is inspire others to delve into their own histories or delve into the histories of their friends and realize, you know, and also to develop a sense of empathy. You know, the person that you're sitting across on the bus may have changed the world. I'm sure people that sat opposite Melba didn't realize that, or sat opposite Norminda, or sat opposite Alfredo. So it's really important to know that. This really is a piece that tells everyone that there are stories that make up our country and our ecosystem.
You've talked about the stories. Now, can we talk about who will Tamara be playing us?
Okay, so Tamara, I will introduce the character and maybe Tamara can talk a bit.
Yeah.
Tamara is playing a member of the New South Wales Police Force called Carl.
Wow.
Who is a combination of characters, of interviewees. So it's not based on one specific person. And this particular character raised a lot of money for Typhoon Haiyan through Belmore PCYC. So through activities. And maybe Tamara, if you want to talk about a bit about that character, what you like about him.
I honestly think it's such a privilege to play this character, or to read for this character, simply because he is so depart from me as a person. He speaks about, well, this could be from other characters, but speaks about flying down highways at 180 on a 100 zone, speed zone. So it's just like...
Drag racing.
So, yeah, it's so enriching to go into the psyche of these characters that are real people. And these are real Filipino-Australian stories that feel so... that resonates so much with me and my experience of growing up, which you, again, just don't see and hear. So it's really exciting for me to tell this story and, yeah, share in his story a little bit more, which is like, it's so different from who I am. And that's why I think it's such a privilege to step in his shoes, but see the impact he's made in Australia that often goes unseen. So I feel very lucky to tell it, to be a part of the telling of it.
How good it is a woman performing a police role, isn't it? So
yeah,
it's something that is quite masculine in terms of profession.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how did you prepare for the reading of it?
Yes. So my dad has been a police officer and quite a high up position in his time as well. So I think I would tap into, well, just that sense of strength and dignity and justice that he has always advocated for in my life. He's always been someone that's been like, well, what? That's not the right thing to do. Why did you do that? It's not whether like it was for the benefit of myself. It's like, was that the right thing to do? So I've always had that. So in approaching this character, I think I'd have that same mentality. But in terms of maybe like the physicality or the voice might drop in pitch a little bit, just a little bit, but we'd discuss with the director upon the development. And then physicality, yeah, it's just approaching it with a sense of like, I don't know, I think the stance really helps for me.
It's interesting because the character is, like I said, a hybrid, a collection of very kind of early 30s to mid 30s, because everyone else is a little bit older. But I feel that the youth of this particular character is something that's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That I think we talked about a bit, how, you know, basically, you know, he taught the kids how to box, he taught the kids how to wash their clothes. All of them did. And it's a really, I think that playfulness is probably going to be the strength. I think we talked about that.
Yeah. And the thing that I'll cling on to as well, the joy in the playfulness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's something that audience will look forward to.
I think so, yeah.
For Nova's role, it's, Jordi.
Yeah. Well, actually, Nova, maybe we could talk about, because Nova, for me, radiates so much joy.
Mm.
And I talked to her today about Norminda. Did you maybe want to talk a bit about Norminda and the connection to the plant world there?
Yes, so I think katulad nung sabi mo nga kanina, si Norminda, like andun yung passion niya, you know, for healthcare, for everyone, for Philos, and just for everyone. And I'm passionate about healthcare as well because I used to work within New South Wales Health, and I am a fertility educator until now. Like promoting, you know, natural family planning method. But of course, having said that, we are respectful and we are inclusive and we are not judgmental to anyone. But so I can relate to that. Sa, you know, sa parang naging journey ni Norminda. And I think even up to now, meron siyang ganung passion, right?
Yeah.
She has, I think, a beautiful garden, and not just beautiful, but talagang marami kang pwedeng makuha doon, and I'd love to learn more of that. Siguro dito sa play, yung exploration nandoon. So if tatanungin ako, kilalang kilala ko na ba siya? Syempre hindi pa. And I think yun ang importante nang magkakaroon kami ng exploration with the director, and of course the playwright will be there with us. So para makita ko pa, para makilala ko pa siyang mabuti bago yung sa public read. And I think kaya nga in development ito, dahil marami pa kaming matutuklasan whilst we discuss you know, their stories at kung ano yung mga nagawa nila at mga gusto pa nilang gawin. So gusto kong mabigyan ng justice. I really want to give justice to you know, like yung character ni Norminda.
I think, yeah. And I think there's also like a very big similarity between Norminda and Nova, is that, so Norminda Forteza, who's part of this story, created a garden in the city of Casey in Doveton, in Doveton Baptist Church out the back, which it's quite remarkable. So she opened the Garden of Reminiscing, which is targeted for dementia sufferers who are from all different cultures. And she's planted sayote,
and different vegetables,
all the vegetables, taro. The big thing was taro. And she brings dementia sufferers into the garden, and they smell and they remember. They remember the recipe. And so it's a real moment of beauty and clarity. But Norminda does this, like, very, I think, there is a job there, but it's pretty volunteer heavy. And Nova, part of your job is to rally volunteers.
Now that you said that, yes.
It's so full
my because I have like two jobs. One is a sessional one, the fertility educator, and the other one, I'm a volunteer coordinator. So yeah. I recruit and train and support volunteers who provide social connection to the elderly in their own respective homes and in the residential aged care facilities. So of course, and if we talk about the elderly in the residential aged care facilities or even in their own homes, we talk of the elderly who might have some cognitive issues, especially dementia. And so I can relate to that. And personally speaking, so my dad had dementia as well, vascular dementia, because of several strokes. So, yeah, I think makaka-relate ako doon at gusto kong matutunan kung ano nga yung ginagawa niya. And who knows, you know, like pwede nating makita talaga yung importante pala yung garden niya para doon sa mga nagsasuffer ng dementia. Yeah.
And it's a kind of bittersweet story, you know, and I think it's really exciting that, you know, all these stories really matter. In a way, there's no story that is more important. I think it's really special that in the week that we're developing this, that we really understand how each story resonates directly with the community. So in a way, it's strange to say that I've written it because I don't think I've written it. I think I facilitated it. I didn't write these stories. These guys are telling these stories, but I found the stories, I guess, and I facilitated them. Yeah.
The great thing with DY is it tells about real stories of real people.
Legitimate real stories, yes.
Yeah. But is there a challenge for you in writing that or in facilitating those stories to come up in one DY story?
Yes, but that was assisted with my dramaturg, Hao Nhiên Lim, who is the former director of the Asian Dramaturgs Network, and a dramaturg basically facilitates stories and interweaves them. Originally, they were four individual monologues. So Melba would say something and then Alfredo would say something. But then the challenge was I wanted them to speak, to show the essence of Diwa, of who we are. So that was how Nien and I really developed that. A bit. Kenneth has kind of also added his input, one of my longest collaborators, so he kind of has to in a way. He really picks out the threads of the similarities and the differences. And that really was, I think that's how I'm going to make it as cohesive and big as possible. It's so exciting.
And it's something that audience should watch out for, and hopefully they will be able to come attend, although it's only one night.
Yeah, it's one day, Friday, April 19 at 1 p.m.
For those interested to watch the reading, that one show, how can they get in contact with you?
They could contact me, and this will go in the written article as well, at jordan.shay93@gmail.com, and just email and tell me that you're interested, and I'll try and fit you in. I'm sure I'll be able to fit you in. We've got a big crowd coming already, so it's important that I think the community get to see it as well.
Lastly, Jordy, what do you aim? I know we've talked about this 5 years ago when you come here. What do you aim with this kind of project? These stories that you written, that you have, that you create as a platform for Filipino Australians to really perform and show that Filipino Australian stories.
As you know, I'm pretty busy at the moment. about to head to Queensland as well to do Malakan Young Made Us at Queensland Theatre Company for the Queensland Premier's Dramas Award. My hope and like my dream is to just continue having these wonderful practitioners in work. That's all. It's just to have them continue telling stories. I think it's really important to keep working, and I'm really for that, and I really want them to just keep working, and I think it's amazing. And I would love, I think I've told Tamara this, and I think I've told Nova this, I would love to create a big Filipino play that is intergenerational. So, like, I actually want four generations. I would love from your like lolos right down to your new. I want like a big. I want to try and do like a big
production.
Big production, yeah. For like a festival or something. I'd love to do that.
Yeah,
where you have you're like right up there because we have the talent. We have the kind of. You have your Kenneth Morilaters, you have your Alfredo Nickdows, you have your Ramon Berries, Nova, Lena, Val Berry, and then you've kind of got the 30 to 40-year-olds of like Miles Paras, Felina Delozzo, John Mark Desengano. I'm trying to name as many people. And then down to the 20s, where you've got Tamara Lee Bailey and
Joseph,
you know, Kaya, Joseph. We have to put Joseph in there, Kaya.
Yeah.
You know, all these wonderful people. I'd love that to have a full generational play. I think that'd be that would be really cool. I probably look. It's not, you know. I say it's a dream, but knowing Ken and I, will probably start working on it tomorrow. Now that I've talked about it.
Yay!
Last question for you, Tamara. What do you hope for the Filipino-Australian performers and artists?
The young ones, do you mean?
Yeah.
I think to keep embracing their culture and know that it's valued and know that their upbringing is what shapes who you are, and be not afraid to fully embrace that. And yeah, we're going to make big moves. We're going to make big moves, and we need to support each other on that, I think.
We'll be waiting for that.
Yeah.
Nova, for you, who is new in performing, you started last year, for you and the new ones, the younger ones, what do you hope for them?
Yep. Keep on dreaming and, you know, make those dreams realize. So realize your dreams because you can do it.
Thank you so much, Nova Raboy, Jordi Shea, Tamara Lee Bailey.
Thank you.
For those interested to watch Diwa, it's you can email Jordan at
jordan.shea93@gmail.com.
Yan. Maraming salamat sa inyong tatlo at syempre all the best. I'll see you sa showing nito April 19. Pero magbabalik po tayo.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.